and the electrons, until they'll form the most intimate possible mixture because of this enormous force. And so the net result of this terrific force is to balance itself out in most perfection by forming very tight, fine, intimate mixtures of positive and negative charges. So fine and so perfectly are these terrific forces balanced that the net result, for example, if I have here a big box of plus and minus, well, a piece of stuff like myself, for example, with plus and minus charges all over the place inside, if I have, say, a plus charge at a distance from it, there'll be very little force. Because although there's an enormous repulsion from all the protons, there's an equally enormous attraction to all the electrons, and the whole thing balances out with a precision, with a great precision, so there's no net force. So that, for example, between you, say 10 meters away back there, a particular individual, and myself, there's practically no electrical force. On the other hand, the force that really exists is, would be incredible if, for example, I were to have a lack of equilibrium, a lack of balance by 1% excess electrons, and same with the man up there. If we each had an excess of 1% more minus charges than plus charges, then we would repel each other by an incredible force. How great. Enough